Chapter 7 Healthcare for All. NHS. In the aftermath of war and national bankruptcy, it was a Labour government that found the resources to create a national health service, providing universal healthcare for all on the basis of need, free at the point of use. By guaranteeing access to treatment within 18 weeks, we will take 1 million people off NHS waiting lists. We will guarantee that patients can be seen in A&E within 4 hours. And we will end mixed-sex wards. We will deliver the cancer strategy for England in full by 2020, helping 2.5 million people living with cancer. And we will end the scandal of slowing ambulance response times. We will increase funding to GP services and review provision to ensure all patients have access to pharmacy services. Labour will fund free parking in NHS England. Public health. We will take action to significantly reduce infant deaths and to ensure all families who lose a baby receive appropriate bereavement support. Labour will invest in children's health and fight health inequalities to break the scandalous link between child ill health and poverty. Labour will increase the number of health visitors and school nurses. NHS funding. Labour will commit to over £30 billion in extra funding over the next Parliament through increasing income tax for the highest 5% of earners. Labour will halt and review the NHS sustainability and transformation plans, which are looking at closing health services across England. The next Labour government will reverse privatisation of our NHS and return our health service to expert public control. We will introduce a new legal duty to ensure that excess private profits are not made out of the NHS at the expense of patient care. Labour will legislate to ensure safe staffing levels, scrap the NHS pay cap, and give our NHS workers the pay they deserve. Towards a national care service. Our social care sector is in crisis, with severe consequences for the quality of care, public finances, personal assets, pressures on unpaid carers of family and friends, and delays to discharging patients from hospitals. Labour will lay the foundations of a national care service for England and increase the social care budgets by a further £8 billion over the next Parliament. Labour will also increase the carers' allowance for unpaid full-time carers. Mental health. Mental ill health is the biggest unaddressed health challenge of our age. Around 1 in 4 people in the UK will experience a mental health problem each year. In order to protect services, we will ring-fence mental health budgets. Labour will invest in early intervention and ensure that access to a counselling service is available for all secondary school children.